WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood stoic whisperer. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of negativity? Like every day brings another wave of stress, anxiety, or just plain bad vibes? I get it. Trust me, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the key to navigating these choppy waters might lie within your own mind? That's right, folks. Today, we're diving into the incredible power of positive thinking and its profound impact on our mental well-being. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another cheesy self-help spiel, hear me out. This isn't about putting on rose-colored glasses and pretending everything is perfect. It's about shifting your perspective, cultivating a more optimistic outlook, and harnessing the incredible resilience that lies within each of us. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your mental game. First up, remember this. Our thoughts literally shape our reality. You know that saying, thoughts become things. It's not just some whimsical quote, it's a powerful truth. When you constantly bombard yourself with negative thoughts, I can't do this, everything is going wrong, I'm not good enough, guess what? That negativity becomes your reality. It breeds doubt, fuels fear, and holds you back from reaching your full potential. On the flip side, when you choose to focus on positive thoughts, I can handle this, every challenge is an opportunity for growth, I am capable, and whether you start attracting those very things into your life. It's like a magnet. Positive thinking attracts positive experiences, positive relationships, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Second, practice gratitude daily. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, no matter how small. That delicious cup of coffee you just had. The sunshine warming your face. A genuine laugh shared with a friend. These little moments of joy add up. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, creating a sense of contentment and appreciation that fuels positivity. Think of it like this. When you're constantly focused on the empty cup, you'll always feel thirsty. But when you appreciate the water that's already there, you can start enjoying the sip. Third, don't be afraid to challenge your negative thoughts. When those pesky self-doubts or anxieties creep in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often, you'll find that your negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not facts. By questioning them and replacing them with more balanced and realistic ones, you can start breaking free from their grip. Fourth, surround yourself with positive influences. You know the saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. It's true. The energy and mindset of those around you can have a profound impact on your own. Seek out people who inspire you, uplift you, and support your growth. Avoid those who constantly drain your energy or bring negativity into your life. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's a journey filled with ups and downs. Let me tell you about a time when this really hit home for me. I was working on a project that felt that overwhelming deadlines were looming, things weren't going as planned, and I was starting to feel the pressure. My inner critic was going wild. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, I decided to take a step back. I practiced some deep breathing exercises, reminded myself of past successes, and focused on what I could control in that moment. I even reached out to a friend for support, talking things through helped me gain perspective and feel less alone. The result? Not only did I manage to finish the project successfully, but I also learned a valuable lesson about resilience and the power of positive self-talk. It's amazing what we can achieve when we choose to focus on the good, believe in ourselves, and treat ourselves with kindness along the way. So remember, folks, positivity isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing how you respond to it. Take action today. Practice gratitude. Challenge those negative thoughts. Surround yourself with positive energy and be kind to yourself. You got this. Now go out there and make some good things happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep your mind strong and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.